Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We update it every single day. That's a 15-year-old website, by the way, folks. And we've been improving the site and updating it and changing it and putting new stuff up ever since. Every day we put new stuff up, new podcasts, new articles, a new video every week, at least one every week, a new poll question. Right there on the homepage, our newsletter is fresh every Sunday. So check that out. You can subscribe to that right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dan Pointer back on the show. Dan's the past interviews that he's conducted with us are right there. I'm proud to say that I am a student of Dan Pointer's way of thinking about the publishing industry. He taught me a lot. I've told you that many times before over the years. Dan, his new book is called, it's a fiction, an e-book fiction with lots of multimedia in it, folks, called Tailwinds, Adventures of the Young Aviator. And it's available now, isn't it, Dan?
It's available now.
And wherever at Amazon, I guess, can they buy it? Can they buy it through their Apple store too?
No, it's at Amazon and Smashwords.
Yeah, and Smashwords. Now Smashwords. I've always thought Smashwords was kind of a text kind of a publisher.
Oh, no. They publish everything.
Okay.
You know, and the great thing about e-books today is there's no printing, no inventory, no shipping out, no answering the phone. You can spend your time writing. Now, as you know, I'm a pilot and a skydiver.
Right.
I'm an aviator type of guy. And whatever your favorite subject is, this gives you a chance to do the study, do the research. You're making Google searches. You're getting ideas. You come up with more scenarios to put into your fiction book. And then you reference certain places online so people can get more information. It just, it's a fascinating thing. You get to study your own subject, whatever that is. Mine's aviation. And it's a lot of fun to make these Google searches and come across these things. I found so many things that happened between 1939 and 1941. Right around 1941, that's when the Hoover Dam opened. That's when the Glen Cooley Dam opened. That's when the smoke jumpers made their first jump.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Monroe was packing parachutes in Los Angeles area. Ernie Kovacs was sewing harnesses in Trenton, New Jersey.
Right.
I mean, the Airborne was born.
Yep.
So many things happened.
Yep.
The first West Point class to have aviation, almost half of the cadets went for the aviation course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything happened right there about 1940, and it's just, for aviators, it's absolutely fascinating.
And so you chronicle this time and all this history with a fiction narrative about what they would have said had you been able to be there to listen to them, and bring in all this historical stuff in a way that would be very difficult. You couldn't do it from a multimedia standpoint in a printed book.
Well, yeah, and so the hero in this, the main character, is flying all around the country, and he's experiencing all these things. And,
mm-hmm.
and you go with him, and it's just absolutely fascinating, all of the things that were happening.
Right. So this is the kind of thing that small business owners could do the same thing. You know, a lot of people think, well, I don't have that much to say, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth is, if you're a small business owner, you're an expert. Your customers rely on that expertise. And who says a book has to be 200 pages, right?
That's right. You can have as many pages as you want. And you're a small business.
Or as few pages.
Whatever the category is, your favorite subject, you get to read about it and study it.
Well, and let me tell you, here's something else to remember. Let's think about the business of book writing and the business of book publishing, Dan. People think of, you sell your books. I sell my books. But if you're a small business and you've got your expertise and pictures and maybe videos that you're able to do like you put together in yours, maybe this is something you publish, and because it's electronic, you give it away to your customers.
That's right.
Monetize the book by growing customer relationships. There's a lot of folks, you got to take your glasses, the shades off, and see book publishing as a number of different ways to monetize that effort. What do you think?
You're right on. You're publicizing your business, and it's going to grow your business because people will want to come and meet you, come into your store, come into your business, come, you know, meet you
right.
One place or another, because you're now a celebrity. You're a published author,
yeah.
And they just want to meet you and see you and touch you.
Exactly. But seriously, and the thing is and what you can do is you can say, okay, do you have my new book, Ms. Jones? Well, no, I don't. I didn't know you had a new book. Yes, I'd encourage you to get it, and here's how you do. And she's going to say, well, how much is it? And you say, well, it's $9.95, but not for my customers, because you're one of my customers. It's free.
You're reading my mind. I have cards printed up that have my picture, a book on one side, and on the back it says, you go to Smashwords to this particular URL, and if you type in this coupon code, you can have the book free.
Yeah.
And so the business owner can hand out these cards to people. They feel they're really getting something valuable. And, of course, it's all about that business owner, his type of business.
They are getting something valuable. But Dan,
and they are.
Here's the other thing. This is an opportunity for you to demonstrate to them that doing business with you is more than just your products. Folks, I'm telling
relationship.
You, everything you sell is a commodity, even service. The only thing that's different is the experience that they have with you, and by authoring a book like Dan was talking about, even if it's only 25 pages long, you've created a different experience for them that maybe your competitors can't do. Dan, give us the website one more time, please.
Well, the best place to get the book would be at Amazon.
Right.
It's called Tailwinds, and my name is Poynter, Pointer.
So check that out. Quick break, 10 Tail. When we come back, I'm going to ask Dan about the future of real books. Hard, you know, how kind you hold.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.